Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to offer some more gardening tips. Let everyone know that we here at the Extension Office are accepting applications for the new Family and Community Wellness Agent. But first, for today's Did You Know, that cow-calf producers have options for managing price risk. Farmers and ranchers face risks every day. Individual producers have many tools to mitigate risks, such as vaccination or irrigation, but never had complete control over production outcomes. Price risk is one example of the many types of risks that influence farm income. Three major price risk management strategies are self-insurance, marketing flexibility, and the use of formal price risk management tools. More than one strategy can be used. The premier price risk management strategy used by most cow-calf producers is self-insurance. While self-insurance might be perceived as not managing price risk, any producer who continues a cow-calf operation after a low-income year manages price risk. A second strategy is marketing flexibility. In terms of both the type of market and the timing of the market, marketing strategies have the advantage of shielding a producer from the price risk in commercial markets. However, these strategies are not fail-proof and without risk. No market is guaranteed, or prices might not increase enough to cover additional feed and other costs. The third strategy is using formal price risk management tools, especially hedging or insurance. Both hedging, future and options, and insurance, livestock risk protection, allow the producer to protect themselves against unexpected declines in the market price. Cow-calf producers use various price risk management strategies that are tailored to their individual situations and needs. There is no single correct way to manage price risks, but cow-calf producers now have that option. In my gardening news, as the weather has turned extremely warm this week, many Kansans are eager to get out and get back to gardening. Work can begin on spring, cool season vegetables like peas and lettuce. Try planting peas soon. Hear that our temperature is above 40 degrees Fahrenheit for the soil. If you have limited garden space, container gardens might be the answer. Residents of apartments, condominiums, retirement homes, and houses on small lots can still enjoy gardening by container gardening. Also, containers are mobile, allowing the gardener to take the plants along or move them for an instant splash of color. You can enjoy your plants more fully by locating them on patios, balconies, and window boxes. Older gardeners can plant and tend to containers when standing gardening may be too strenuous. And what better way is there for children to study the miracle of plant growth? Container gardening, however, is without its problems. Especially in Kansas, a plant growing in an exposed location will be under more stress and will need more regular watering. The effects of hot, dry winds may be more severe than a conventional garden. Large containers can be expensive and difficult to move when filled with the potting mix, but the advantages far outweigh the problems, so head on outside and get started growing. In my Extension news, the Extension office here at 600 West Woodside have lots of ag and community information covering many topics. In the field of agriculture, we have information detailing topics of trees, lawns, gardens, pests, livestock, and forage and crop production, along with everything in between. Besides having the materials and study guides with up-to-date research-based information, we have radon kits and water sample kits. We also provide soil sampling tools and hay probes that can be checked out to help homeowners and producers obtain the quality samples for gardens and production fields, and hay forages for lab testing. Here at the office, we have a couple of probes that work very well, and all we require is your name and phone number when checking them out. Most of our visitors that come into the office take some form of extension information back to their home or business to help with their individual situations. Please continue to stop by or call with any of your day-to-day questions. In more Extension news, we now have opened the Family and Community Wellness Agent position here at the McPherson County Extension Office. Applications will be accepted until next week, March 9th. If you have an interest in working with our team or know of someone that would be a good fit, please share our information with them. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope we get some rain this weekend.